This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's hard to even hear myself say what I'm about to say because I've said it and thought it so many times. Last night was one of the single worst nights for Palestinians in this entire moment that we're in over the past 130 days. Somehow last night was uniquely horrible. As the United States and Israel dropped bombs and missiles all over a place in southern Gaza called Rafah, where 1.5 million people were told to go and were crammed into a place meant for 150,000 people. It is the most densely populated place on earth, and bombs and missiles just slaughtered dozens and dozens, primarily children, but women and children and elders. Hell, I hardly saw any men that were killed. And when you drop a bomb, one bomb, but they dropped dozens of bombs. When you drop a bomb on the most densely populated place on earth, it's going to slaughter everybody. Let me tell you what happened. Let me try to unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
For the past week, leaders all around the world have been saying that Israel cannot and should not bomb Rafah. It is a tiny little sliver of Gaza, which is a tiny little sliver of land all by itself. The whole of Gaza is smaller than the land of the Heathrow Airport. Like, that's how small it is. The whole of Gaza is smaller than some airports in the world. And Rafah is a tiny community at the very bottom part of southern Gaza, designed for 150,000 people to live there. Right now, there are over 1.6 million people there. And everyone there is functionally, practically homeless, living in tents or living on the streets. And for the past week, leaders of the leading human rights organizations and many heads of state all over the world have said, No, you can't bomb this place where you told people to go, and there's nowhere else for the people to go. But Israel is actually trying to force Egypt to allow these Palestinians to be forced into the Sinai Desert of Egypt. Israel knows that these people have nowhere to go. Everywhere is destroyed. You've bombed and destroyed all of Gaza. And the only place that people could camp and stay without feeling like they were going to be blown to bits was Rafah. And now, in an hour last night, in just 1 hour, over 100 people were killed. And it was just atrocious. Almost everybody I know in Gaza is now in Rafah. And because two-thirds of all of Gaza is in Rafah. Everybody else is stuck in the north. You can't leave the north. You can't cross the border into central Gaza or southern Gaza. They have these areas split off where people cannot freely move about their own land. People that are stuck in the north that aren't even from there can't go to central Gaza or southern Gaza. And so there's nowhere for people to go. And they're dropping enormous bombs and missiles on refugee camps. And guess who they're killing? Just refugees all over the place, just slaughtering them. This notion that they have some deep intelligence, that the United States and Israel understand where every bomb is going and know that it's going to hit some intended target. I saw just a house full of women and children just blown to bits. There was no one in there that was on some list. They're just dropping bombs on communities and terrorizing and destroying them. It's an abomination that we are even in this place. What I saw over the past 12 hours alone, I saw a group of people who clearly a bomb was just dropped right on top of them, where most of the people there were just made into ash and dust. And I saw men sifting through the ash and dust, and you would see a hand, like just a severed hand or a foot. And it was a dozen different bodies that were no longer bodies, mainly just dust. And that this is where we are. I saw children just blown to bits. You know, I posted in my Telegram channel a haunting photo of a child with limbs and huge parts of her body just blown off, just hanging on a wall. I don't even know exactly how the blast put her there. It was one of the single worst things you could ever see. It's an abomination. It's a sin. This is just murder. This isn't retribution. This isn't an operation targeted to destroy Hamas. You're just murdering everyday people. And every single strike has to somehow be justified. And what we know is that Israel has openly said, we don't care what the International Court of Justice does. The United States doesn't care what the International Court of Justice does. We're less than 2 weeks away from Israel having to report back on what it did for the past 30 days. And Israel said the day the decision came down from the ICJ to order them to no longer have genocidal words or genocidal actions, to allow more humanitarian aid in, Israel said on day one, we're not doing any of that. We don't care what you say. And the world just kept moving on. They should have been stopped and sanctioned and boycotted by the entire world at that point. It's disgusting. And the United States can offer whatever lip service it wants about how it doesn't want this to happen. You gave them the bombs and missiles to do it. I don't want to hear about what you want or don't want. Now you're just trying to win an election. You are the cause of this. None of this happens without the United States. None of it whatsoever. And what we see right now is genocide. It's ethnic cleansing. These are war crimes upon war crimes upon war crimes. And Israel and the United States, having gone generations without ever being held accountable for almost anything, is just daring the world to try to stop them. I'll be right back here tomorrow. Glad to be here on the podcast. We had a chance this past week to go to Dublin, Ireland, to go to Scotland, to go to Manchester and Birmingham and London there in England, and to try our best to not only beg and plead with everyday people to step up in their protests and demonstrations, but to try to speak to leaders and say, please do more than you're doing. Please intervene. Please fight for a ceasefire. Do everything you can to stop this. And what we're seeing is that the leaders of the world are cowards. That's the bottom line. I'll be right back here tomorrow. Take care.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.
Momentum. 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 Momentum.
Godfather Show. Godfather Show.